Genesis chapter 49. And Jacob called to his sons and said, "Gather yourselves together, that I may tell you that which shall befall you in the last days. Gather yourselves together and hear, you sons of Jacob, and listen to Israel your father. Reuben, you are my firstborn, my might and the beginning of my strength, the excellence of dignity and the excellency of power. Unstable as water, you shall not excel, because you went up to your father's bed, and then you defiled it. He went up to my couch. Simeon and Levi are brethren, instruments of cruelty are in their habitations. O my soul, come you not to their secret, into their assembly, my honor. Be not you united, for in their anger they slew a man, and in their self-will they dug down a wall. Cursed be their anger, for it was fierce, and their wrath, for it was cruel. I will divide them in Jacob and scatter them in Israel. Judah, you are he whom your brethren shall praise. Your hand shall be in the neck of your enemies. Your father's children shall bow down before you. Judah is a lion's whelp. From the prey, my son, you are gone up. He stooped down, he crouched as a lion, and is an old lion. Who shall rouse him up? The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet until Shiloh come, and to him shall the gathering of the people be. Binding his foal to the vine, and his ass's colt to the choice vine, he washed his garments in wine, and his clothes in the blood of grapes. His eyes shall be red with wine, and his teeth white with milk. Zebulun shall dwell at the haven of the sea, and he shall be for a haven of ships, and his border shall be unto Zidon. Issachar is a strong ass couching down between two burdens. And he saw that rest was good, and the land that it was pleasant, and bowed his shoulder to bear, and became a servant to tribute. Dan shall judge his people as one of the tribes of Israel. Dan shall be a serpent along the way, an adder in the path that bites the horse heels so that his rider shall fall backwards. I have waited for your salvation, O Yahweh. God, a troop shall overcome him, but he shall overcome at the last. Out of Asher his bread shall be fat, and he shall yield royal dainties. Naphtali is a hind let loose. He gives goodly words. Joseph is a fruitful bough, even a fruitful bough by a well whose branches run over the wall. The archers have sorely grieved him and shot at him and hated him, but his bow abode in strength, and the arms of his hands were made strong by the hand of the mighty one of Jacob. From there is the shepherd, the stone of Israel. Even by the El of your father who shall help you, and by the Almighty who shall bless you with the blessings of heaven above, blessings of the deep that lies under, blessings of the breasts and of the womb, the blessings of your father have prevailed above the blessings of my progenitors to the utmost bound of the everlasting hills. They shall be upon the head of Joseph and on the crown of the head of him that was separate from his brethren. Benjamin shall raven as a wolf. In the morning he shall devour the prey, and at night he shall divide the spoil. All these are the 12 tribes of Israel, and this is it that their father spoke to them and blessed them. Every one according to his blessing he blessed them. And he charged them and said to them, "I am to be gathered to my people. Bury me with my fathers in the cave that is in the field of Ephron the Hittite, in the cave that is in the field of Machpelah, which is before Mamre, in the land of Canaan, which Abraham bought with the field of Ephron the Hittite for a possession of a burying place. There they buried Abraham and Sarah his wife. There they buried Isaac and Rebekah his wife, and there I buried Leah. The purchase of the field and of the cave that is there was from the children of Heth. And when Jacob had made an end of his commanding his sons, he gathered up his feet to the bed and breathed his last and was gathered to his people." End of chapter.